Hello, my name is Dietrich Bonhoeffer from The Plot to Kill Hitler. The book The Plot to Kill Hitler by Patricia McCormick is about some things that happened to me. I used to be quite different than I am today. Not too long ago, I was a 12-year-old boy playing Mozart on the piano while thinking that the whole world thing was romantic. I have always been the dreamer in the family, stuck with one question: what happens when we die? But all of that changed when my oldest brother, Carl Frederick, got called into service, and the war was all too real. After Carl was called into service, he got injured. My second oldest brother, Walter, was called into service. Not too long after Walter got called into service, he died by infection and getting hit with a bomb fragment. Then, after Walter died, my third oldest brother, Klaus, got called into service. Once World War I was over, Carl and Klaus both returned. Carl had gotten injured but was okay. After all of my brothers have done something for our family, I wanted to do something for my family. My mom wanted me to be a professional pianist, but I told her that I wanted to be a minister. I had to take my mom to the church a couple of times so she can see why I wanted to be a minister so badly. After being successful at the church, I later received an invitation at the Union Theological Seminary in New York City. I accepted. After maybe 10 years, I got a letter from Gandhi saying that I could come stay with him if he was out of jail. I have always been studying Gandhi's work. On February 3rd, I was transferred to the Buchenwald concentration camp. Now I am being brought to the place where I get hanged. Before I was hanged, people would call me brave, a spy, and an unlikely hero. If you would like to read Patricia McCormick's book about me, here are some important words you will need to know. Führer. Führer means leader. For example, Dietrich was standing up to the Führer. The Aryan laws. The Aryan laws are laws saying that all Jews would be banned from teaching at universities. Jews are barred from working in theater, film, and literature. And all students burn all non-German books. For example, the Germans had to follow the Aryan laws. The Kreisau Circle was a group of military men who, after witnessing some of Hitler's atrocities, how to take up arms against him. For an example, my brother is with the Kreisau Circle. Here's a sneak preview of an exciting part of The Plot to Kill Hitler. On February 3rd, 1945, the skies over Berlin darkened as nearly 1,000 Allied flying fortress bombers roared overhead, dropping 3,000 tons of bombs. Some of the bombs hit the Gestapo prison where Bonhoeffer was being held, and some landed on the court where the day before Klaus Bonhoeffer and Rudiger Schleicher had been sentenced to death. The war was coming to an end, and it would only be a matter of time until Germany was defeated. Bonhoeffer prayed for the strength to hold on. Then, without warning, he was transferred to the Buchenwald concentration camp, huddled in the cold with his fellow prisoners at Buchenwald. Bonhoeffer urged to keep them to keep faith. At any moment, they might be liberated or they might find a way to escape. What he didn't say was that any minute, they might also be killed. Even as the Allies inched closer, the killings at Buchenwald continued. On April 1st, Easter Sunday, the Allies got so close, the guards told the prisoner to get ready to leave. The days passed then. Then, with no explanation, Bonhoeffer was hauled out of his barracks and put in a van crowded full of prisoners. As he and the other inmates traveled through the Bavarian hillsides, Bonhoeffer shared his last small stash of tobacco. Then, after traveling for hours, the van stopped and the doors opened. Somehow, the mist of war spring had arrived. The prisoners, and a dozen or so men and two women, climbed out of the van into an... I chose that part as an exciting part in The Plot to Kill Hitler because I was cool how they described how Dietrich's last part of his life was.